It's time now for Sports Chat with Sarge and Scott on KINX 102.7.
It is a Thursday. Thanks for joining us right here on KNX 102.7 FM, 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock as we get ready for Sports Chat. My good buddy Scott Manch is here with the Great Falls Tribune. And Scott, in the last couple of weeks, we've kind of rushed into the talk about what's going on with the Great Falls Tribune and your Sports Athlete of the Week and Athlete of the Year. But I want to give you some chance, some time this morning to talk about that, because I think that's a wonderful program you guys have put together, and I'm honored that you asked me to come and be a part of that because of the fact that we honor these kids throughout the state of Montana is what you guys do, and then we bring them in, and then we kind of recognize them one more time before they head off to college or wherever it is they go for the summer. So,
yep, thanks, Jimmy. Good morning. It is a great event. Thank you for helping us with that thing. This is going to be our third annual Central Montana, Great Falls Tribune Central Montana Sports Awards Banquet, and it will be the Monday right before Memorial Day. I think that's the 16th of May. I got to check here, Sarge, but it's going to be at the Best Western Plus Heritage Inn again in Great Falls, and we will be honoring athletes. I believe it's the 21st, Sarge. It's
okay.
The 21st. It's the week before the state track meets and state softball meets finish up. And we found last year that if we waited until June, it was too difficult. We had to, because then people are just busy, you mm-hmm. know, and they just can't make it. But if we had it the week before, we had great turnout last year. We expect to honor over 250, 300 high school athletes from our region, plus, of course, their folks. We're going to have a special guest speaker. We always have a nice dinner. We always have special awards, too, that we announce. And it's a lot of fun, Jim. And as you know, you get to meet these kids, and there's nothing like, you know, reading about them or hearing about them on the radio all season long. But then when you get the chance to meet them, it really makes it special. We've had some special speakers the last 2 years. Last year, Josh Eustace could not have been better.
Yeah.
You know, the NBA player, the year before, Jamie Sire, a Great Falls girl, and we're going to announce a special one here real soon who's going to be our guest speaker. So that's in May 21st on a Monday.
It's a great event, and like I say, I'm proud to be a part of that. One of the things that I bring that up for is the fact that one of those folks that you recognized last year from Malta, Montana, played in a game yesterday that was unbelievable over there for Montana and the Grizzlies, and Sophia is playing a lot as a freshman right there, and she's doing pretty well, isn't she?
Sophia Stiles, you're talking about. You're exactly right, sir. She's a true freshman, and of course, she's one of the best high school basketball players, you know, that's come through the Treasure State in my 30 years here at the Great Falls Tribune. And I suspected that she would not be redshirting this year, that she'd be playing a key role. And she is doing just that for Coach Shannon Schwain over there. You know, the Lady Grizz have had some real injury troubles ever since Shannon got the job when Robin Selvig stepped down. Last year they lost two of their top players to knee injuries. Mm-hmm. And this year the same thing happened. Those two players are gone. But a lot of the freshmen that played a year ago, and I think at one time Shannon was starting four freshmen in a game and during Big Sky play. A lot of those kids, of course, got great experience. They're back this year. Taylor Goligoski from Hamilton's a fine player. Haley Nicholson from Malta is also playing a key role. And now here comes Sophia Stiles. I think she had 8 points yesterday. They played in front of 7,000 people over there at the Adams Center at Dahlberg Arena. Most of them high school kids. It was a promotion that Shannon and the Lady Grizz program cooked up to try to get as many high school kids from the region to the game. They played at noon against Seattle University and hung right with them. It was a very festive atmosphere. The Lady Grizz had won 3 straight games earlier this season. I expect them to be in the hunt in the Big Sky. And, of course, at Montana State, you know, Trish Binford's team, I think they have a 29-game home winning streak, which is second only in the country to UConn. And so that Montana State Bobcat team, 2-time defending Big Sky regular season champs, and they will certainly be in the hunt. That's going to be interesting. I see both men's teams from our state also, you know, being contenders, the Bobcats and the Grizzlies. So as we roll into heavy basketball season next month, Sarge, we're going to have some things to follow for sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun as you talk about Coach Binford gets her 200th-plus win now and continues to do well there in Bozeman. And it's interesting because you always have that transition period like Shannon's doing now in Montana. Bobby Houck will have to have his transition period. Even though he knows the school, he'll still have to kind of work through the coaching aspect of it. Some of the kids that are already on the the team? Is he going to keep those? Or are they going to trade him out with some other scholarship offers? You know, obviously over there, Jeff Choate did the same thing when he came in there after Rob Ash. And so there's always that little transition period. And then they kind of get their own team kind of lined up and ready to go.
You know, Jimmy, a big thing, a big change this year in Division I football, both the FBS and the FCS level, is the fact that there are two signing days this year. Always traditionally, it's been the first Wednesday in February that they've had National Signing Day. Well, this year there's going to be a signing day period in December. It's actually next Wednesday and Thursday when FBS and FCS players can announce some committed recruits who have actually signed letters of intent, which means that those are binding letters of intent. Now, I expect both Jeff Choate and Bobby Houck to announce some recruits. Of course, there were several recruits that committed to the Grizzlies under Bob Stitt, and I think a lot of those guys are still committed to the Grizz. I know Jeff Choate's also got a bunch of committed players. Now, whether or not they sign full classes, I don't think that'll be the case, because they're gonna want to save some scholarships to also, you know, award in February, because that by then, you know, maybe some of the FBS schools will be done. They'll have a pick to see what's left. But that'll be interesting. It'll be in the news next week on Wednesday, the 20th, the first FCS and FBS signing day. And so there'll be some new Grizzlies and Bobcats to talk about next week at this time, Sarge.
Of course, we want to talk rodeo. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We're going to check in with Dustin Bird and Flint Rasmussen. But before we get there, I do want to mention we have a lot of wrestlers coming to town here each and every year, and it gets started tomorrow, doesn't it?
Oh, man, the best wrestling. This is the best time of year for high school wrestling. We've got the 40th annual CMR Holiday Classic wrestling tournament starts tomorrow over at Russell Fieldhouse, and there'll be some of the greatest high school wrestlers in our state right here in River City for that thing. Now, the only thing, the only team, you know, that won't be here that you might really wish were here would be the Havre Blue Ponies. They always go, the last few years, the Scott Phillies' team, which is probably the best in the state, regardless of class. But they go to a tri-state competition over in Washington, which is considered one of the top ones in the entire Northwest. But we're going to have Kalispell Flathead, the defending champions, led by Jeff Thompson, the Great Falls native, and the Great Falls High Bison with Steve Comack's team will be right in the hunt. Jordan Comack, Steve's boy, is the defending most outstanding wrestler of the tournament. Aaron Jensen's CMR wrestlers have some fine individuals. Kai Stewart was second last year. He's back. Casey Bidet, big heavyweight. He's undefeated. We're going to have coverage here in the next couple of days on that wrestling thing. Mm-hmm. And that wrestling tournament really is a spectacle.
It is a lot of fun. And a lot of times they will be wrestling around midnight in the first couple of go-arounds, because there's a certain time limit you have to allow in between each wrestle match that you have. I think it's 30 minutes, maybe 45. But it goes for a long time, and a lot of great wrestlers coming into town. We've got basketball tonight at CMR. I know for sure that the guys will be there, and it should be fun to watch them battle out with Helena.
Yep. So 5:45 CMR boys, John Sislo's team, will be playing Helena High. The girls will be on the road 7:30 at Helena High.
Yeah, and CMR's picked up a couple of nice wins. They picked up a nice win in Flathead over the weekend.
Yeah, all of our teams off to a pretty good start. You know, the Great Falls High Bison, Bob Howard's team, went on the road over to Kalispell last weekend, picked up a very nice victory. So, yep, it's going to be fun, Sarge.
We are looking forward to it, and the University of Providence men will play in Eastern Washington, so we'll definitely keep you up to date on that. Well, as mentioned, we are going to talk rodeo. It's coming up. The National Finals Rodeo is going on in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we've got some of the best cowboys and cowgirls there representing the state, maybe down in numbers a little bit, but yet they are still doing well. Dustin Bird is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him as he is, he won the second go-around, and then they've kind of struggled a little bit. He's been out catching, but his heeler has had a few flaws there. And we'll talk to him about that and the excitement and all the events that they get involved in that Las Vegas rodeo going on, of course, in the Thomas Mack Arena. They're looking forward to that. And we get to talk to Flint Rasmussen. Even though he's not in the arena, he actually has a show that he does with the Cowboy Christmas that's going on at the convention center. He does that at noon each and every day. And then you can actually see it on RFD-TV at 3 o'clock here in the Great Falls area. So a lot of cool things happening with him. And he's just one of the good guys. It's always fun to listen to him talk. And he got a note from his mom. We'll ask him about where he was sounding a little different, and I'll tell you the story in just a little bit. Want to say thank you to our great friends that provide us coverage here with Sports Chat, of course, this morning. ProBuild in Great Falls. They are here, and of course, from start to finish, they will take care of you. And the Sting Family Restaurant. It's Rich Hollis and the crew over there at the Sting, where they are ready for the Christmas season. If you're looking to maybe book your Christmas party, give them a call at the Sting.
While in Great Falls, go where the locals go. Locally owned Sting Sports Bar Grill and Casino, where we invite you to bring the kids. kids. They will love the kids' room with games for all ages. And don't forget pizza specials on Tuesday and Wing Wednesday. And if gaming is your pleasure, stop in the casino and try your luck. The Sting invites you to get a jump start on the weekend with music Thursday and Friday nights. It's a full week of action at the Sting Sports Bar Grill and Casino. Locally owned, locally operated.
Pro Build of Great Falls. From start to finish, Pro Build has it. What does that exactly mean? Well, what it means is from planning your project to the final paint job, Pro Build of Great Falls can fulfill your every wish. There's no project that's too big or no project too small. Come and see the good folks at Pro Build. From start to finish, Pro Build has it. Pro Build would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. They'll see you through the year of 2018. Pro Build, from start to finish, they have it.
Keeping your home and office warm is imperative now. Before you need to pay for an emergency visit, call Northern Heating and Cooling for the important servicing and maintenance of your furnace. They also offer 24-hour emergency service. Talk to Northern Heating and Cooling to install high-efficiency furnaces to save money. They also retrofit ductwork in older homes. Be sure to like and follow them on Facebook for specials. Call Northern Heating and Cooling at 727-5531. That's 727-5531.
With national franchise backing and more than 18 years experience, Chris at The Blind Guy offers only the best when it comes to custom window coverings, providing you with quality, exceptional value, and unparalleled service. Beautiful, functional blinds, energy efficient, light diffusing shades, window shutters, and awnings from the finest manufacturers, complete with warranty, and installation is always free with The Blind Guy. Discover how affordable it is. Call Chris at The Blind Guy for your free in-home estimate, 454-0099.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us right here on KNX 102.7 FM, now 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And as we talked about, we want to talk about rodeo. Of course, we've got that coming up in January here with the Montana Pro Rodeo Circuit Finals coming back to the Electric City. But right now, it's the richest rodeo going on in the nation, and it's happening in Las Vegas, Nevada. As promised, we do have a great friend of ours on the phone line with us, long distance live from Las Vegas, Dustin Bird. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're a little earlier there, so thank you so much for getting up early with us here this morning. And talk about it down there in Vegas. You've been there a number of times. Does it ever get old, or are you still having as much fun as you did the first year?
Well, I don't know if I have as much fun as the first year, but it is. Thanks, so yeah, we're having a good time.
Talk about the go-around. A little tough luck here from your heeler. He's missed a couple of different times, but that's kind of the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a little tough luck, but three more rounds to go, and we're looking forward to that. We went out and practiced a little bit the other day, so hopefully we'll get back on track here.
Dustin, good morning. Good morning, Dustin. Scott here. Thank you so much for making time for us. I want to ask you, Dustin, about this. You won a go-around the other day, and afterwards, your interview with the PRCA, you kind of dedicated that win to a couple of your relatives, and who was that for?
Yes, we lost Uncle Beaver in January, and then on my way down here, my aunt Ollie Kay, my mom's sister, passed away also. So, yeah, it meant a lot to me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Dustin. Was Beaver Bird? Was he somebody who was also very, very active in the rodeo arena?
Yeah, Beaver rodeoed for a lot of years, and then he moved to Wickenburg, Arizona, and I actually spent about the last 5 years, I stayed at his house down there when I went down.
Well, condolences on that, Dustin. I want to ask you, how's your horse operating for you? I know you're riding Yahtzee, and, of course, you've got Dolly. Dolly's being ridden by, I believe it's Garrett Rogers, is that right?
Eric Rogers.
Eric Rogers, yeah. Okay. And
yep. They're both doing good. Eric is number one in the world and number one in the average, and so he's doing very well on her.
On your horse.
Yeah.
Eric, I think, is placed in five of the go-rounds, and, of course, Yahtzee. Tell me again now why you prefer Yahtzee in that little building instead of your great horse, Dolly, that's won, PRCA Heading Horse of the Year before.
Just for him, he fits me better. He's a little bit easier. He goes towards the cow every time, and I feel like I catch a lot more, and I can still be almost as fast. She makes things happen in there, and she goes so hard, and sometimes it's all or nothing, which I'm kind of in that position. But I'm going to let Eric finish it on her, and he's got a chance for a gold buckle here. So,
what do you think you'll be riding next month here in Great Falls at the circuit finals, Dustin?
I'm probably going to send Yossi back up there and leave Dolly in Arizona.
And, of course, you're going to enter the circuit final second in the heading standings, only about $1,300 behind Cody Two of Belgrade. And who are you going to be roping with here in Great Falls?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'm going to rope with Chase Tryon from Helena there.
Well, you've had a lot of luck here, and I'm sure it's always fun for you to get back up here in front of some of the people that have, you know, watched you on TV so much, and they always give you a good reception, don't they, buddy?
Yeah, we look forward to it. We already got I'm going to be in Odessa, Texas on the Wednesday at a rodeo, and then I'm flying up, and I'm taking family, Alicia and Stockton, and they're going to come this year, which last year they just stayed down south where it was warm, but... I got a lot of family that comes every year, and it's a big deal to me. So we're all going to go up this year.
That's fantastic. Going to be a little more pressure on the old roper now,
having
your son and girlfriend here, Dustin. Hey, you're always so good to me with the media. No matter if you do, you know, no matter if you win the go around, you don't win anything, and it speaks to how, you know, what kind of a guy you are, Dustin. And I appreciate it. And I wonder though, how do you shake off, you know, if there is a disappointment, how do you shake that off and get ready to go the next day?
Sometimes it gets a little hard, but I mean, I have such a good family, and I have fun no matter what. You know, we come out and Stockton, he's happy, and he don't let you be down very often, and he's wanted to play and wanted to run and keep up with him, and so we get his puppy out and his four-wheeler, and we make the best of it. So we don't, I mean, I try to win every time, but sometimes it don't happen, and we just have a good time.
The Stockton Daniel Bird, he's, what, a year and a half? Is that right, Dustin?
Yeah, he's 14 months.
You mean to tell me he's not watching the TV every night and he's not disappointed in Dad if he doesn't win?
No. He goes to the rodeo every night, and he sits there with both grandparents. And they say he's been doing pretty good. I was kind of worried about him because he's pretty active, and he's been watching the rodeo and having a good time.
Well, you're kind of a make-or-break guy, aren't you? You're throwing early, and you haven't missed very much at this event. You know, through seven go-rounds, you have to feel like you're roping well.
Yeah, I feel like God gave me a good chance right there, and I'm getting good starts every night, and getting it on them, and that felt pretty good the first night. No excuses. I didn't feel very good, and I didn't want to start that way. But things happen, and then the other night I missed one. But hopefully these next three rounds we'll cash some checks.
Well, you have a chance, and I know Russell's a proven winner too, and he's a good friend of yours. Dustin, you feel like you're going to rope with him all winter long again, the big rodeos?
No, we're going to do something different next year.
Who are you going to be with?
I'm going to rope with Travis Graves at Denver, and then I'm going to rope with Jake Minor the rest of the winter.
Yeah, one of a couple of good ones, yeah.
One of the Minor boys out of Ellensburg, Washington, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's there. There's three Minor boys there at the finals this year, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Dustin, talk a little bit about some of the challenges there in that arena. You know, Scott had kind of mentioned it's a smaller arena, as is here in Great Falls. But coming out as quick as you do, I mean, your horse is barely out of the gate, and you've got one wrapped around one of those steers. Talk about some of the challenges you have there.
Yeah, like a guy doesn't want to be late at the barrier because you miss the barrier right there, and they're out there a ways, and it makes it tough. And then once you do catch them, and you get over along the wall, and you don't have much room to work with, but that's probably the biggest challenge right there.
Yeah, it seems like one of the things you try to do, or I've watched the ropers do, is try to get that keep that rope short, especially at the header's end, you know, so you can kind of handle that steer to get your heeler the best opportunity to throw one down there, right?
Yep. Most of the time, a guy doesn't want one to go to the right, but here you don't really mind that because it will just give you that much more room over there.
It's been pretty good ropings, though, there in Las Vegas the last few nights, hasn't it? I mean, what was it, 3-6 last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, 3-5, and then the night before, 4-1, 5th, 6th, 7th the night before, so it's been some good roping.
What is the arena record down there, Dustin, for team roping? Do you know?
3-3.
Wow. And who had that one? Do you remember?
Chad Masters and Jade Corkill.
Of course, Jade's roping with our buddy Clay Tryon out of Billings, and he's having, you know, pretty good finals, too. He's cashed a few times after missing last year.
Yep. Yeah, we ride in every night in the Grand Entry, and we talk about it a little bit. They could have a little more luck, too. They're a heck of a good team, but they've made a couple pretty good runs.
Dustin, I know that Ty Erickson's a good friend of yours, and, you know, we're all watching Ty. He's chasing the first world championship. If he's able to do it, he could be the first Montana Bulldogger since Brad Gleason back in about 1997. And tell me about what you see with Ty, and how do you feel like his chances are?
Man, Ty's a heck of a good friend and a good guy, and he represents Montana well, I think, and I watch him back there, and I probably get more nervous than he does. He has got an outstanding chance to win the world. He kicked butt all year, come here, and he's having a decent finals. And, yeah, I just hope he gets it done 3 more rounds.
I know that there's quite a few Montana folks back there. That's got to make you feel good when you see that Montana sign rise up there and cheer for you guys.
Yeah. The Montana sign, and when they announce your name, it gets pretty loud in there, and that makes it exciting.
Yeah. Dustin, take us through a day in Las Vegas. I mean, obviously, we got you out of bed early today, but take us through it. You said you'd been out and you practiced a little bit, and you got to get ready for all the events that go on. I'm sure they ask you to come to a lot of different signings and different things like that. What is your day like there in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I pretty much get up, and if you want to go practice and run a few with your partner, you usually do that kind of early. Then around noon or so, you've got to be at one of the trade shows, the convention center or something. Like yesterday, I went to Wrangler and to CSI Pads, and come back to the hotel, and maybe get a little bite to eat and rest for an hour or so, and head over about 5 o'clock and get your horses ready.
Dustin, I was looking at the records here, and I see where you've won, I think, 4 Montana All-Around Championship saddles and just one in the team roping. Is that right?
3 in the All-Around, 2 heading and 1 heeling in the team roping.
Okay, well, I guess what I was getting at is it's still got to be a big goal of yours to win a championship saddle in Great Falls at the Montana Pro Rodeo Circuit Finals.
Yeah, you know, last year I got beaten the team of them by $3 for the saddle, so
jeez.
I kind of got that on my mind a little bit.
I would think so, yeah.
Beat by one beer, that was it.
Oh, man, yeah. $3, that's amazing. So it's interesting, as we were talking about the arenas, I was just thinking about here in Great Falls, you kind of have that same setup, you know, you got to get them in there quick. The arena's not as big. They did extend, I think, a couple feet, but it is always fun to go back-to-back like this. Obviously, it's a great time for rodeo and rodeo professionals right now, isn't it, Dustin?
Yes, like I went to the Canadian Finals in November, and then you go from that little building to the NFR and then to the circuit finals. And, yeah, all 3 of them are pretty fun.
Yeah, it is great fun to have you guys here. And again, like Scott said, you're sort of giving of your time to stop and visit with us. And I think when you go into it, you know, I used to rodeo back in the day, nothing at your level, but you really don't think about all that stuff of winning the average and all that. It's just kind of it happens, and you just know at that time you got to go out and rope that steer at that time, don't you?
Yeah. It's just kind of a feel. The guy knows what he's got to do and what he wants to do, but, you know, things happen throughout the rodeo, and you just got to keep going at them. And that's one of my favorite rodeos, going to Great Falls. I have a lot of memories there going with watching my dad, my Uncle Sam, and Dale, and I used to go there with my grandparents all the time, and so I have a lot of good memories from there. It's always a fun time no matter what.
I asked you once, Dustin, you know, how do you really know when you're roping well and what's it like? And you said it's kind of just a feel when you're, you know, when you're getting ready to throw that loop and it's just a timing thing. And do you feel like you're, you know, you're right on board this week and is everything feeling good when you're throwing that thing?
Yeah, this week it's been felt pretty dang good. You know, I missed a couple of them, and the other night I felt like the steer was slowing up, and I kind of moved my shoulders and was trying to get out of there too early. And other than that, though, I can't be happier. I think I'm roping pretty good.
You're always roping pretty good, Dustin. I'll tell you that, you know. And we sure appreciate you joining us this morning, Dustin, and wish you a lot of luck the next three nights. Hope you win some money so you can buy some good Christmas presents for Stockton, old buddy.
Yeah, we laugh. We don't even know what to buy him. I think he's got everything already. So.
I'm sure he needs a new horse or something like that. So, Dustin, good luck for the next three nights. We wish you the very best. And, again, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll let you get back, take a little nap, and then off to work you go, my friend.
You bet. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dustin.
Always fun talking to you.
You betcha.
Dustin Bird, one of the greats of the great right there, as he is in Las Vegas and always very giving of his time. And you had mentioned it, you know, and he's kind of talking about it, but the history of the Bird family that is involved in rodeo at all aspects, from the NRA up into the pro rodeo circuit, of course. There's just a lot of good history in that Browning area, and Dustin Bird is just continuing that generation. And his son will follow suit with him, too, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure. You know, Dustin named his son Stockton Daniel. And, of course, Daniel is Dustin's dad. And his Uncle Sam, he mentioned he's, you know, one of the most famous ropers ever from our state. But I'd say Dustin's kind of surpassed Uncle Sam. You know, Dustin's won a couple of Indian National Rodeo Finals all-around championships. He's still looking for his first world championship. He's 37 years old, Sarge. I think he's going to have a long career throwing loops. It'll be interesting now. He's not going to rope with Russell Cardoza this year and a couple of different partners, but Chase Tryon from Helena, who's, I think, a cousin of the Clay and Travis Tryon, and Chase has been to the national finals before, too, and is a very talented heeler. So that'll give Montana rodeo fans something else to look for this winter.
And, of course, Dustin did pick up a check in that second go-around. They won first there with a pretty quick time. I want to say it was like 3.7, something like that. It was fairly quick. But Russell has kind of been snake-bit a little bit at the tail end of that as he's turned it.
3.9 it was, Sarge, that second go. And, yeah, that was worth $26,000 for 3.9 seconds. That's about what you get paid.
Yeah, for every show we do. So that's right. It's interesting because the fact is that it sounds like a lot of money, and it is for what they do. But that's why I asked him about what he does all day long, because they have to practice. They got to take care of those horses, obviously, and stuff. But the travel time and the money they spend on travel alone, that kind of covers some of the fuel costs, you know, and stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, you start looking at all these horses are taken around, two different horses, different rodeos, you know, and they do get some money back if their horse wins with somebody else on it. There's a portion of the money that they get returned on it.
That's right.
So they do get paid that way. But it is expensive to be a rodeo person.
Well, it's way different than if you're a bronc rider or something and you're just piling into a van with three or four other guys getting, you know, going to a different rodeo, and that's where your horse is, your bronc's waiting. But when you're going to carry your horses around, you know, travel with them, yeah, there's added expense. And Ty Erickson, you mentioned horses. Ty Erickson is in a right in the hunt for a world championship, but nothing's decided. A couple of his guys, traveling partners, actually, are also right in the hunt. Tyler Wagsback, the defending world champion. Tyler Pearson's right there. And four of those top five bulldoggers in the world right now, they're all riding the same horse. You know, so you talk about somebody owning a horse and getting a percentage. That's right. There's some money to be made even if you're not competing.
One night, that horse won five of the six placements there, and first, second through the top five. So yeah, so that horse was getting a lot of work out that night. So.
I know. And the other thing about Ty, you know, Sarge, they lost their great horse Cadillac, was injured. The horse that Ty and these boys had ridden primarily all summer long, was injured during a training run last month, so now they're riding a different horse, and it's a horse named Scooter, and certainly performing well. I remember, of course, a few years ago when the great horse Gunner, owned by Jesse Peterson from Dillon, and the Gunner was always showed up at the national finals on one of those guys winning that great horse with the skunk tail. I'll never forget it, and Gunner was so fast.
Yeah, and the horse makes it. I mean, lots of work going into that. And you talk about it, horses, we got to talk barrel racing a little bit. Lisa Lockhart, man alive, you want to talk about somebody that is passionate about a horse, an animal that runs all the time. Louie is unbelievable and having a great finals this year.
Yeah, of course, they won the average last year, and I think they're third in the average going into tonight's performance. And yep, Lisa, the Montana girl, raised in Circle and lives now in South Dakota. She competed at our circuit finals a year ago. It was great to see her. We saw her at the state fair this year. She won't be back at the circuit finals this year, but there'll be plenty of other Montana girls, riding the barrels. And it's fun to watch Lisa because she's been there 11 years in a row on Louie, and that's one of the all-time greats, that Buckskin Gelding.
They had a 13-11 in one of the go-arounds there in the barrels. That is absolutely unheard of. I mean, and they're... I'm trying to think. 13:26 has been the fastest since, but a 13:11. I mean, that's just hitting every stride perfectly right there.
You know what's interesting to me, Sarge? A lot of those women that are there, were here for the Big Sky Pro Rodeo Roundup, and that's always fun. We get the best of the best up here in the summer, and sometimes maybe we don't realize it, but it's a great, great spectacle for us here in Great Falls.
We're going to continue to talk rodeo. Flint Rasmussen. We'll reach out to him and get him on the line as he too is in Las Vegas. Looking forward to talking to him. He's very involved with a show with RFD-TV, with the Cowboy Christmas that is going on there, of course, and all kinds of great fun in the convention center. We'll visit with him. He's got some history, no question about that, with the Rasmussen name here in Central Montana. We've got more Sports Chat coming your way in just a moment, brought to you by the Sting Family Restaurant and Pro Build of Great Falls. Of Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. What does that exactly mean? Well, what it means is from planning your project to the final paint job, ProBuild of Great Falls can fulfill your every wish. There's no project that's too big or no project too small. Come and see the good folks at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. ProBuild would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. They'll see you through the year of 2018. ProBuild, from start to finish, they have it. While in Great Falls, go where the locals go. Locally owned Sting Sports Bar Grill and Casino, where we invite you to bring the kids. They will love the kids' room with games for all ages. And don't forget pizza specials on Tuesday and Wing Wednesday. And if gaming is your pleasure, stop in the casino and try your luck. The Sting invites you to get a jump start on the weekend with music Thursday and Friday nights. It's a full week of action at the Sting Sports Bar Grill and Casino. Locally owned, locally operated.
After almost 10 years with Star Radio, our director of sales is moving to Florida. She has been extremely successful in helping local businesses grow and prosper while building a great sales team. If you're a creative, energetic sales professional, Star Radio may have just the job you're looking for. You will work with our local sales team to develop effective ad campaigns for our clients. You must have computer skills, sales management skills, plus a lot of enthusiasm and integrity. Star Radio is an equal opportunity employer. Apply weekdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 1300 Central Avenue West in Great Falls.
Western Ranch Supply is rounding up all of you ladies for our annual Ladies Night on Thursday, December 14th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have a night full of giveaways, hors d'oeuvres, and sales. Clothing, jewelry, footwear, and tack will all be marked down to low prices. The best Christmas present we have for you is our blowout sales on all clearance items. Take an additional 50% off the lowest marked prices. We doubt you'll find a better deal. So join us for an evening full of fun at 4000 River Drive North and check out our Facebook page for more info on our holiday events.
Thanks for joining us right here on KNX 102.7 FM, 38 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We are talking rodeo from Long Distance Live, Las Vegas, Nevada is where we're at. We've got one of our great friends on with us. It is Flint Rasmussen calling in from Vegas. Flint, good morning to you.
Good early morning. Wait, so you're telling me, did you have Dustin Bird on?
We did. Yeah? We just talked to Dustin a few moments ago. He's probably standing right beside you.
No, he's not. Well, I was going to say something about him getting up so early, but I forgot he has a baby now, so he doesn't have a choice. So.
Yeah, the little one's about 14 months old, so yeah, he says he's pretty wiry. He gets him up pretty early, so that is good. Great fun for you down there, isn't it? It's always fun to be around these cowboys and cowgirls, and of course, you've got your show going on there at the convention center.
Yeah, I do. Let me tell you, it's probably the busiest couple weeks I have. I do my noon to one every day here. I do my Outside the Barrel TV show. Have a little time, watch the rodeo, do the Buckle Awards then from 11 to midnight every night. So, yeah, it's a busy couple weeks, but, man, if you've ever been here, you know, you get the adrenaline going. It's sort of game time, I guess. And like I always say, I don't do it for free, so that's good.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you're getting paid to talk to some of the greats. Mr. Vegas was on your show the other day.
Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton on my show. Nicest guy in the world, I'm telling you. It's, you know, that's one thing that's been good about my talk show is, for one, we get some good cowboys because they know we'll treat them right and they'll have fun. It's good luck. It's the legend of the black couch. It was yesterday, it was Dakota Eldridge was on, then he won the round. And so we joke about that. But, yeah, through the years, some of the performers and stuff we've gotten to know, to learn that Wayne Newton is the nicest guy in the world. And, I mean, like people like Taylor Swift and Luke Bryan, what were their careers before they came on my show? They were nothing.
Exactly. That's why we call you. We're trying to get there. Scott and I are trying to make your show so we can become somebody.
I'm here for you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm here to make live.
Flint, Scott here. Good morning, Flint. I got a suggestion for you. If you get Elvis on the show, that'd really be something for you, Flint.
Boy, I'll tell you, he was, he's been booked, him and Michael Jackson. They're tough to get too soon, man.
I do have another suggestion, though, for you, Flint. A good friend of mine down there, a longtime gossip columnist, Norm Clark. If you ever get him, he'd be fantastic for you.
You bet. You got, man, you have all the contacts, all the writers, all the...
Yeah, he's in the know.
Storm and Norman's from Terry, Montana. He'd be happy to talk to you.
He's a terrier. Terrier, right?
That's right. That's
hey,
right.
Flint, your show, now today, of course, it's always televised 3 o'clock on RFD TV, and understand you've got the mm-hmm. Canadians coming on today. Is that right?
It's here at the NFR tonight, I know at the rodeo it's Canada night, so we try to stick with their themes. So Zeke Thurston, world champion, Tanner Milan, who's a great steer wrestler, the whole Milan family's been good, so... Couple Canadians, and then Corb Lund, who's a really popular Canadian country music star. You never know. Canadians you never know what's going to come out with Canadians. And we're all going to wear all denim, you know, the Canadian tuxedos coming out today. So, we have fun. You know, I call the Canadians our favorite cousin in the top bunk above us. So. It'll be fun.
Tanner Milan will be at the Montana Pro Rodeo Circuit Finals here next month in Great Falls. There's another Canadian down there in the bulldogging, Flint, Scott Gunther of Alberta. Have you had a chance to meet him?
Yeah. Actually, I visited with Scott a little bit the other day because Tanner's been up on the South Point stage a couple times getting a go-around buckle, and he always brings his traveling partner, Scott, and really, you know, soft-spoken guy, and he's plugging away this week. He can't seem to be 3-6 to win a go round, but I'll tell you, you know what's kind of cool is the Canadians. It's kind of an ebb and flow thing. A few years ago, there was one year there might have been none of them at the NFR. Now you got all these great young saddle bronc riders. You know, Zeke Thurston's world champ, Leighton Green, and then you got Tanner Milan and Scott Gunther and. They're in a good phase right now, really good cowboys in Canada. So, and as you know, like I say, always good guys. The Canadians are always really fun to be around and good to talk to.
Flint, you mentioned the championship presentation every night that you're hosting there at the South Point, and I'm wondering if you had a chance to go over there and meet our good buddy Mr. Musburger at the new sports book there at South Point.
Hey, I do got to tell you. So the first Monday I was here, the 4th, I believe, or 4th, whenever it was. It seems like it was 3 months ago. But there was a dinner here, Legends of Rodeo dinner, and they honored this year Michael Gaughan, who owns where I am right now, the South Point. And I'm very close with Mr. Gaughan. So I went, and Brent Musburger was at the dinner. So I went over before it and introduced me, and he stood up. He's a Montana guy. He has a place in Hamilton right now. But I wanted to tell him my grandmother in Wisdom, Montana used to talked when we were kids about what a great lady Brent Musburger's mom was. They were good friends. His mom was from Jackson in the Big Hole.
Wow.
So I brought that up, and he was so thrilled that, you know, that somebody thought his mom was great. He knew, he knows right where our place is, the Rasmussen place there in Wisdom on the edge of town. We had a visit. We had a 15-minute visit. Just a,
wow,
a great guy. And his little radio studio here is right in the middle of the South Point. He's around a lot, and he's doing well here. Yeah.
Hey, Flint, want to ask you about another Montana boy. You know, we checked in with Dustin about Ty Erickson, and, of course, Dustin had nothing but great things to say about Ty. And he could become the first man from our state to win a Bulldog and World title since Brad Gleason of Ennis back in 97. What do you think about Ty's chances?
They're good. And, you know, a couple nights ago we thought he had the round win sewed up and the last guy beat him. He hasn't been winning go-rounds, but he's been chipping away winning money. And the big thing is, you know, you just keep throwing steers like he is, and at the end of the week you're going to win another 65 grand or whatever it is. But, you know, Joe Beaver or Butch Knowles, one of the TV commentators last night, it was really fast, but Ty was just like whatever he was last night, 4-3 or 4-2, and they said, man, Ty Erickson just looks like he's just in control of everything. And even though he's not winning rounds, he's just, he looks really confident. He's not, there's no big ups and downs. He's not frustrated. He's not overly emotional. He, to me, he looks like a guy that should win the world title. Man, what a, you know, for one, that's a great rodeo family. All the, he's a Bignall, basically.
Right,
his mom's a Bignall. And Manch, as you and I know, if we could put a world, can put a world title in the hands of a bobcat, by God, we'll do it.
We'd be good with that, wouldn't we? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we would.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Ty is 6'5", 245, Flint. If we ever have our spring fling hoop thing team, you and I and Sarge together, you're going to have to guard him, I think.
Hey, man, that guy, I'm good friends with Matt Miller, who's the receiver coach now at Montana State, who is just, you know, played receiver at Boise State. And he said that Ty Erickson, when they played basketball together, he'd just block out, get the rebound, give it back to Matt so he could get all the glory and score. But he never played football. You know, Ty never wanted to play football, and he could have been, I mean, look at him. He's the kind of guy who probably could have played in the NFL. So
A few of his cousins did. All the Bignall boys and Mac Bignall this year for the Bobcats. So.
Yeah, no question. So
yeah, that's right.
The excitement is fun there in Las Vegas, obviously. Flint, talk about some of the great cowboys and cowgirls that you have seen go through that big show, you know, that you have on your stage.
Oh, you know, here's what's funny is we used to use a lot more because the whole daytime cowboy talk show thing, when we started, we were the only thing in town. It was all these trade shows were, it was all just shopping. That's all there was. And we kind of gave them a break at noon every day to come out, get a little entertainment. Mostly we thought, man, husbands will come watch our show every day because they can come and sit and, and if you've ever been to Vegas, you know, you can just walk around and drink beer whenever you want. So we got a lot of the guys to come and see our show. And now there's a lot of shows. People have caught on, and they're all over town. But, you know, it's been, you look back at the world champs we've had, and even as we've gone, guys like Ty Murray, when they're in town, when he's in town, he'll come by our show. We just talked about Ty Erickson. He's been busy this year and couldn't come on, but virtually everybody that's been a world champ, just a couple days ago, Sage Kimsey was on, one of the best bull riders of our era. We've seen them all kind of come through here. And I got to thinking, this is about, I think 13 years, I think, that I've done this. And I didn't realize how, you know, the era of cowboys that have come and gone. But also, just a couple days ago, Dan Mortensen was in town and came and sat and watched my show.
Wow.
And came backstage and visited. So this is quite a, it's a rodeo, but it's more of a convention than anything.
Of course, Flint Sarge is the most famous barrelman clown in the world, has been for many years. He won the PRCA Clown of the Year 8 consecutive years. He won the Coors Man in the Can 7 times in a row. He's been working exclusively for the professional bull riders now for a long time and is arguably the face of the PBR. And want to ask you, Flint, we got a Montana boy who's the reigning world champ in the PBR, Jess Lockwood. And tell me about old Jess. What a thrill for a lot of folks up here.
Yeah, and his aunt Lisa Lockhart is having a pretty good week here.
Yeah.
And I think Jess either was in town or is coming to town. He is, he's just an example of kind of the new face of what it takes to be a champ in whatever event. But I see this week he spent the week practicing with the U.S. Olympic wrestling team. He was a state champion wrestler there at Broadus when he was in high school. I'll tell you what, speaking of being the face of the PBR, that kid, if he stays healthy, he's the face of the PBR now. He's good-looking. He handles media well. He is the example of what you need to do now to be a champion. He's got sponsorships. He does everything right. But the thing people forget, he is talented. But what you don't see is that guy is amazing in the gym. He works out harder than anybody you'll ever see. And like we like to say, that little fart can ride anything.
Yeah.
And he's only just turned 20 years old. So, this year he wins $1.5 million riding bulls. Sponsorship endorsement-wise, he's making another well over six figures. He's putting it back into his family ranch down there in southeast Montana. So, he's doing things right, for sure, and he's got the right people behind him and teaching him how to do it right, for sure.
Well, his mother, of course, is Angie Schillinger, who was Lisa's sister, and his daddy, Ed Lockwood, was no slouch bull rider here. Sarge, I think he qualified for our circuit finals about 19 years in a row. And
he did. He was a bronc rider.
He was riding broncs against the likes of Dan Mortensen and Ryan Rapston and those guys, and said Jess Martin. I tried to talk to him a few weeks ago when I wrote a little bit about Jess, and he said, yeah, those guys took a lot of my money, but his son.
I was talking to, I think it was Cody Lambert, who's a legendary cowboy, about Ed Lockwood, and I'm thinking that's who it was, and they were talking about how, what a great bronc rider he was. He was a circuit champ, and they'd take off and get ready to go to some rodeos across the country, and they'd get ready to load up, and Ed would say, fellas, I think I'll just stay home. He just didn't want to leave Montana. He was as good a bronc rider as anybody in the world and just wanted to be home on the ranch a little more.
Wow, that's exciting. Flint, we appreciate it. I wish we could talk to you for another hour, but we too have to go. But we do appreciate your time with us, and always, always good to talk to you, my friend.
You guys, have a good time. Keep an eye on things. We'll see you soon, okay?
Sounds good, Flint. Thanks so
much. Thank you, Flint.
Flint Rasmussen, our special guest here, always a great guy to talk to. We appreciate the fact that he jumps on with us out of Las Vegas. And, of course, with the Pro Bull Riders Association and then doing this show that he's done for a number of years there. And got a start in rodeo, obviously, here out of Shoto, Montana. So
Flint is a great athlete. Yeah, he played quarterback there for the Shoto Bulldogs, went down to Montana Western, and I think his roommate was Jeff Choate at that time, or he was RA or something when Choate came in. He knows Jeff, the Montana State head coach, very, very well, and Flint played football down there, and then, of course, he was up in Havre teaching and coaching, and I still remember when he got started in the clown business, and I met him one time at the Great Falls Tribune's, Sarge. He was hauling an itty-bitty trailer, getting ready to go out on the road and see if he could make a go of this barrelman clown business. And I'll tell you what, there's nobody that I'm more proud of than Flint. He's been more successful in the rodeo business than anybody could have dreamed of. And hope he keeps going for many, many years. He's got a great family, too. He's got two daughters, you know, that are also fine athletes. You know, one of them's down there in Shelby down there in Montana State, and Paige is his other daughter, and they're very accomplished barrel racers.
They are very good. I want to say thank you to him. I want to say thank you to, of course, Dustin Bird and, of course, Scott as well. As we wrap it up for Sports Chat here, we want to say thank you to those folks, and we'll keep you up to date with our rodeo reports coming your way each and every day as they wrap it up on Saturday. Make sure you join us tonight. We've got basketball coming your way. We'll have that CMR game coming on the air. It's about 5:15, 5:30, somewhere in there. And, of course, the tip-off is at 5:45. That's going to wrap up Sports Chat for us this morning right here on KNX 102.7 FM.
While in Great Falls, go where the locals go. Locally owned Sting Sports Bar, Grill, and Casino, where we invite you to bring the kids. They will love the kids' room with games for all ages. And don't forget pizza specials on Tuesday and Wing Wednesday. And if gaming is your pleasure, stop in the casino and try your luck. The Sting invites you to get a jump start on the weekend with music Thursday and Friday nights. It's a full week of action at the Sting Sports Bar, Grill, and Casino. Locally owned, locally operated.
ProBuild of Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. What does that exactly mean? Well, what it means is from planning your project to the final paint job, ProBuild of Great Falls can fulfill your every wish. There's no project that's too big or no project too small. Come and see the good folks at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. ProBuild would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. They'll see you through the year of 2018. ProBuild, from start to finish, they have it.
If you're dreaming of a pickup truck, SUV, family van, sedan, or convertible, see us first for payment terms you can afford. A local dealer can then help you with the wheel deals. Come see us first. Let's see if we can't make your dream of new wheels come true. Fergus Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA. The one place to go.
Boland Well Systems is here to solve your water and pump system problems. Remember this name, Boland Well Systems. We have been installing and maintaining all types of pump systems in central Montana for 26 years. Call Boland Well Systems for quality and fast pump service for residential and commercial installation, maintenance, and water line excavation. In a water emergency, we are your fast responder. Call 452-2888 for all your water well and pump needs. Boland Well Systems.
And good morning, everyone. It's time for today's Commodity Open Report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordland, broadcasting from the 2017 Montana Stock Growers Association Convention in downtown Billings at the Northern Hotel and the Doubletree Hotel. The convention opening session is just getting underway. Well, let's look to the cash cattle activity, where it is expected